Welcome to the second episode of our e-commerce masterclass for entrepreneurs. My name is Jessica Hubbard and our guest today is Mario Toscano, founder of Ask Mario. Mario, thank you so much for joining us today.
Lovely to be here.
Tell us a bit about your work in local e-commerce.
I started my first online store 5 years ago using Shopify, and since moved on to UAfrica to join their team, and they were the official partners for Shopify and for Africa. And I left them last year to start Ask Mario, which is an e-commerce consultancy, and it's mainly focused on kind of helping, you know, new Shopify merchants kind of get everything going and get everything right.
Why did you choose the Shopify platform?
At the time that I set up my own Shopify store, I actually looked at a number of different platforms and had, you know, signed up free trials with them, kind of try to get going on them, and it was actually quite difficult. So I settled on Shopify because it was hosted and it was really easy to set up. You know, I'm not a programmer or a developer, so I needed something that was hosted and would scale with me. So that's why I went to Shopify, yeah.
So tell us about the steps that an e-commerce entrepreneur actually has to go through to get up and running.
I mean, obviously you need a product, right? You need to have something to sell. And nowadays it's actually really easy. You don't have to have, you know, a coding background or programming background. You can sign up for a Shopify store as an example, and you can get going in a couple of days if necessary. But the main things you need, obviously, is you need a payment gateway, so somebody that will accept credit card transactions and payments on your behalf. And you also need, obviously, a domain name, as I said, a product as well. So a couple of easy steps that you can follow.
And how quickly can you get up and running, realistically?
I mean, it depends on the merchant, to be honest. We've had merchants that have been up and running in as little as 2 hours. But typically what we see merchants getting up and running in about 14 days.
Explain to us what Shopify actually is.
Shopify is a hosted e-commerce platform. It's based in the cloud. It's a SaaS service, so you pay every month. Basically,
SaaS being software as a service.
Yeah, and basically you upload your products onto Shopify. You build your own online store using the Shopify platform, and you can start selling online.
What are the other options besides Shopify?
I mean, there are other options like WooCommerce. WooCommerce is very popular. It's still the world's biggest e-commerce platform that you would then host yourself. So you would download some software, host yourself. There are other options as well, like Magento, things, much more expensive solutions like Hybris as well, a number of others, BigCommerce to name another one.
And can you talk us through some of the earlier costs involved?
Certainly in terms of Shopify, you're looking at $29 a month, so 400 Rand a month, roughly. And that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, your domain name is you're looking at about 75 to 100 Rand a year. And then, of course, any email addresses and things that you need. But, I mean, realistically, somebody that was interested in getting online would be looking at about $1,000 to start off.
So once you've got your website and your payment gateway and your setup, where do you go from there? I'm assuming it's digital marketing and social media.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the number one stumbling block that we see new merchants making, right, is they set up their online store and pull their hair out because they're not making any sales straight off the cuff. It's so vital to get people looking at the website, right? And digital marketing and social media play such an important role. You know, Facebook advertising, posting to Facebook, videos, Google AdWords, all of that sort of thing does play a big role. What we normally advise our new merchants to do is get onto an email newsletter tool, something like MailChimp or Sounddesk or something like that, and start spreading the word. Send emails to whatever list they can get their hands on, and start spreading the word about their website.
So is digital marketing something that entrepreneurs can do on their own at the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be a minefield. There are so many different avenues in which you can actually advertise. To start off, I mean, start off slowly and kind of build it up from there. Start off on the things that everybody knows, like Facebook, email. You know, Google AdWords can come later on if necessary. But try and be on as many marketing channels as you possibly can.
What are some of the early mistakes that you see e-commerce entrepreneurs making?
Yeah, that's a good question. Probably the biggest mistake we see with new merchants is they focus on what their store looks like rather than it being able to function. I'll give you an example. A guy will, you know, get great photos and he'll, you know, hire a designer and spend thousands of rands kind of getting his website to look good, but nobody can actually buy anything because their checkout isn't working, or they don't have a payment gateway, or their shipping rates aren't set up correctly. So that's probably the number one mistake. You know, go for function over form. is probably what we would advise.
Can you give us a few examples of local businesses doing really well in this space?
Sure. I mean, obviously, all the obvious ones. Take a lot, Yuppie Chef. You know, guys like Action Gear. So yeah, I mean, those are the really big names in the space. But then there are also a number of really good niche stores. Seeds for Africa being one of them. I mean, they sell seeds, little packets of seeds, and the guy sells them from his garage. And he pushes out quite a few orders every day. We've got guys like Gentleman's Beard Club. He sells beard oil and doing really well. Captain's Beard Oil as well. There are a number of really niche players in the e-commerce market who are really thriving. So it's nice to see.
Do you think focusing on a niche is a good strategy?
Absolutely, yeah. For any small business, I mean, yes, absolutely. You know, focus on your niche, own that niche, and the market is out there. We've got guys selling bonsai trees, as an example, and he now owns the entire bonsai market in South Africa, so much so that he's now looking at selling internationally as well. And it's a very, very niche product, you know, bonsai. But he's garnering support and garnering enthusiasm from his market and kind of taking it from there.
Besides focusing on a niche and going for functionality over form, what other advice do you have for entrepreneurs?
Just start. I mean, I think that's the main thing. We see it so often where, you know, people start off very enthusiastic and kind of their enthusiasm dwindles as, you know, the deeper they get. Start and put in the work. It is a lot of work. It is hard. Lots of very long nights and very late evenings. Lots and lots of work. Learn and kind of take it from there.
And that was Mario Toscano, founder of Ask Mario.